SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Fighting between Israel and Hamas rages in the heart of Gaza's second largest city.
Israel released footage of Israeli troops battling Hamas militants in undisclosed areas in Gaza. The video release comes as Israel's offensive into southern Gaza was bringing the city of Khan Yunis the same fierce urban fighting and intensified bombardments that obliterated much of Gaza City in the north. But in the south, the areas where Palestinians can seek safety are rapidly shrinking. Because of the fighting, aid groups are unable to deliver vital supplies of food, water, and other essentials. Meanwhile, Israel's military said warplanes destroyed tunnel shafts and troops seized a Hamas outpost, as well as several weapons caches. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNNews.com, the fourth and final Republican presidential candidates debate of the year is in the books.
A fiery fourth debate here at the University of Alabama with the four Republican candidates zinging each other on stage for 2 hours. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie taking a jab at the missing candidate, former President Trump, calling him the fifth guy who doesn't have the guts to stand here. Reaction here in the spin room to Trump's absence from Tom Bevin, president and co-founder of RealClearPolitics.com.
I think it was the right strategy not to show up at the debates when you're leading by that much to sort of lower yourself to the level of these candidates that are getting 3 or 4% there on stage and they're going to attack you.
Laura Winters, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Six survivors of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor exactly 82 years ago are expected at solemn ceremonies today at the Hawaii Naval Base. They'll remember and honor the more than 2,300 service members killed December 7th, 1941. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 39 points, NASDAQ futures up 49. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is admitting very few persecuted Christians from foreign lands, and religious freedom groups are concerned. Ryan Brown of Open Doors U.S. says believers need to educate themselves.
There are also opportunities for people to voice their dialogue and voice their concern to their elected officials and let them know that as people of faith, this matters to us, that this is important, that we want to see America do what it can to provide a safe refuge for these that are suffering for their faith.
He says the body of Christ is ready to help.
There have been so many churches around the U.S. that have stepped up and have said that, you know, we desire to be part of the solution. We desire to receive refugees and assimilate them into community and into biblical communities even.
Open Doors U.S. and World Relief have produced a new report on tracking the refugee problem. Persecution of Christians around the world is at an all-time high. This is SRN News. The Mexican Supreme Court has overturned Mexico City's 2022 ban on bullfighting.
That opens the way for events to resume, possibly as soon as this month. A panel of justices voted to overturn a May 2022 injunction that said bullfights violated city residents' rights to a healthy environment free from violence. The panel did not explain their arguments for overturning the ban, but fight organizers claimed it violated their right to continue the tradition. The capital had a history of almost 500 years of bullfighting, but there have been no fights since the 2022 injunction. Keith Peters reporting.
The murder of a visiting nurse in Connecticut sparking renewed calls to better protect healthcare workers from rising violence. Joyce Grayson was killed October 28th when she went to a halfway house for sex offenders for an appointment with a client with a history of violence. Police say the patient is a suspect, but no charges have been filed. More details, SRNNews.com.